Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and Americans will look back on Saturday at 20 years since the events unfolded on September 11, 2001. For Central Emergency Services in Soldotna, the mission to protect and serve is not forgotten, as Deputy Chief Dan Grimes says the station has a piece of the World Trade Center. Grimes told KSRM,
Previous chief Chris McCrasick was sort of the orchestrator of that event. Sometime between 2005 and 2009, I believe, is when they participated in the program to obtain a piece of the Twin Towers as a memorial and remembrance piece, along with the Firefighters Association at that time, who paid for the shipping to get it up here. And that was the only caveat to obtaining a piece, was that you had to handle the shipping.
Grimes says there's a lot of heavy feelings associated with remembering fellow firefighters lost during 9/11.
We lost a lot of people. We lost a lot of civilians. We lost a lot of emergency responders, not just at the events, but of course in the hours and days and weeks and months after that, when they were still sorting through the rubble pile, and we're still seeing the effects of that. So it is both a heavy sort of piece that reminds us of those we lost, but it's also, to us, it's also a symbol of the resolve that we showed. You know, a lot of people talk about the feelings and display of unity that America was able to display immediately after 9/11, and how we came together as a country and showed that resolve and that strength that steel represents as we rebuilt and as we sort of fortified ourselves as a unified country.
He says the World Trade Center piece sits in the day room at the Central Emergency Services Station, which is where many station tours are hosted. He says it's also part of the 9/11 ceremonies that they host. Future plans are to incorporate it into foundational designs for a new station, as CES is trying to replace the current aging station in Soldotna. It's September. That means winter is approaching, and studded tires will soon be permitted on vehicles north of the 60-degree north latitude line on Thursday, September 16th. And north of the 60-degree north latitude line includes all communities in Alaska north of Nanilchik. Shannon McCarthy, Public Information Officer for the Alaska Department of Transportation.
Essentially, we require that people take off their set of tires in the late spring and summer, and then allow them to put them back on this coming September 16th. And the reason why we do that is when people don't need studs, we want them off the road so they cause less damage, because studded tires on a warm road actually take quite a bit of, you know, little chunks out of the road. It's a little bit better when roads are cooler, and it makes more sense, of course, when people need more traction.
Snow tires will be allowed to be utilized starting September 16th in the northern portion of the Kenai Peninsula, but October 1st will be the first day for snow tires for every other part of the state south of the 60-degree north latitude line. And south of that 60-degree north latitude line includes Anchor Point, Homer, Kodiak, and cities and towns in southeast Alaska, except that at any latitude on a paved portion of the Sterling Highway, a person may not operate a motor vehicle with studded tires from May 1st through September 15th. McCarthy also said,
it allows people to put on their studs over a longer period of time, so there's not a big rush. And that's kind of nice for the tire places as well. And then we are able to take a look at the weather and see what's coming up. There's always a little bit of a rush when we have our first snow, but most of the time our first snow is a dusting, and just gives everyone that fair warning of that you got to start getting your vehicle ready for winter.
Each year, Alaska state troopers note a spike in motor vehicle accidents as the seasons change and fall gives way to the early morning frost. Troopers have made a note to remind Alaskans that even with studded tires being legal on the 16th, drivers must still pay attention and be prepared for the initial layers of ice that soon will develop as the temperatures drop. They also remind drivers to begin slowing even more ahead of time when approaching intersections and stoplights, as sliding is always possible. An Alaska Airlines flight that was heading to Anchorage had to make a landing in Juneau due to unruly passengers. Alaska state troopers say the incident happened this past Saturday before the flight left from Seattle, when several people in the same group reportedly refused to follow mask protocols. Several of those people stayed in Seattle. Others, however, were allowed to fly. At least one person from the group later threatened crew and nearby guests aboard. No citations from police were issued. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.